Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this morning's brief from December the 24th, 2024. My name is David Clark. I'm one of the analysts here at Nasdaq Dorsey, right? Taking a look at yesterday's performance. It was a bit mixed for the indices we follow on the video here. We saw U.S. equities, most U.S. equities in positive territory with the Nasdaq 100, Nasdaq Composite leading the way to the upside. Saw a bit of a rebound out of international equities, though no major chart improvements there. And from there, mostly commodities were in negative territory for the day, leading the way to the downside there. Now, looking at the Nasdaq Composite here, we did see a reverse back indexes with yesterday's action up to 19,700, putting in a higher bottom here at 19,200. Maintained a buy signal during this recent pullback. Obviously, would have had to fall pretty far in order to return to a sell signal, but fortunately for us, we see a higher bottom here and a reversal back into a column of X's. So, buy signal maintained. Now, looking at the Dow Jones Industrial Average, we did see it move to a sell signal, but ultimately a reversal back into X's came yesterday at 42,800. Additionally, we saw the Russell 1000 reverse back into X's there at 3260. Similarly, after returning to a sell signal, initial sell signal here, but still in strong positive trends. Then looking at indicator action, most bullish for cents, maybe saw a little bit of a downtick yesterday, but resides in similar levels in a column of O's where they were as of Friday's close. But looking here at the multiple BBP sell signal for NYSE. Now, this sounds like a bit of a tongue twister, but what it's measuring is the percentage of stocks that have given consecutive sell signals. So we're looking for stocks that have obviously at least given two sell signals, continue to maintain those. And we've seen that value increase. Generally, it's not a chart that we see a high value in, but we've seen at least the value uptick here recently, suggesting that we're seeing more stocks give multiple sell signals. So worth bearing that in mind. And a reversal back into X is for this particular chart is not a positive thing, as that indicates there's an increase in the stocks giving multiple sell signals. So it's within what was within 1% of reversing up here. So one to keep an eye on here as we move forward and after the holiday. But as far as positive action goes, with yesterday, we do see Nvidia among those stocks that was able to return to a buy signal. NVDA breaking a double top there at 138 after giving two consecutive sell signals here, most recently completing a bearish triangle with that break there at 132. Took out that support, but at least seeing a near-term higher bottom put in and a return to a buy signal is a positive here for Nvidia. Do see some near-term resistance here and play with that high there at 152, but a five for five or nonetheless for us. And then American Airlines this morning, unfortunately not getting the holiday started off well. They apparently are having a technical issue that's really all that can be found out. Doesn't no specifications on what the exact issue is, but they have had a technical issue and had to delay and ground quite a few flights this morning. I think in this, at least initially, I read hundreds, and maybe one of the articles I recently said updated was close to thousands. So, if someone's maybe flying American, may give them a call this morning, and they may want to check on their flights. But we haven't seen a major reaction yet, just yet in pre-market. We see shares down a little bit, but we've already seen this reversal into O's there at 1650. We could look at some of this prior resistance here in that 1550, $16 range, as sort of a near-term support level, as the bull support line's all the way down here at $10 below the bottom of the trading band. So we'll keep an eye on this near-term resistance here, or this prior resistance, pardon me, from March and earlier this year as a potential support level. If we could then get a higher bottom and reverse up, along with normalization of a trading band and a continued three attribute rating and or higher, we would see a potentially nice setup there for an actionable picture on American. But at the moment, keep a close eye on it. And again, if you know anybody flying American, make them a buzz. But as always, Merry Christmas to everyone. This will be our last recording before Christmas tomorrow. Miles will join you on Thursday. And as always, if you have any questions about the video, feel free to give us a call at 804-320-8511. I hope everyone has a nice day.